Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in to Carlos and Call. This is Monica. I'm an author, anchor, speaker and life coach from New Delhi, India. So I'm coming on the show in a very few moments where me and Carlos going to speak about everything about me, my journey, my life and everything, and about my book also. My book, Formula of Happiness, The Secret Within You. So well, catch you in a very few moments. Hope to see you there. I hope you're going to enjoy this interview and conversation because we are going to talk about everything about me. So well, hope to see you there. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Carlos on Call, a place where we help people navigate the business of making money online. We answer questions on finance and the way it affects your life, relationships, and everything else in between. So sit back and enjoy. All right, guys, it's your favorite host, Carlos, from Carlos on Call. Today's episode, we have Miss Monica Singh. She is an author, speaker, life coach. Her new book is entitled Formula of Happiness. We are thrilled to have Miss Singh on our show today. Monica, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Carlos. Thank you so much for inviting me here on the show. I'm really, you know, happy today.
It is wonderful to have you here. I'm excited. We've been trying to have Miss Singh on the show for a while now, and we are finally able to have her here. Monica, go ahead and give our listeners a little background on you. So you're from New Delhi, India, and you're an author. So just give our listeners a little background on who you are and what you do.
All right. Okay. So well, first of all, thank you so much for calling me here on this show. And definitely to all the listeners, I want to say that this is Monica, as you already know my name. And I'm into writing. I'm into hosting shows. I mean, I anchor also. And I'm into public speaking. And I am a YouTuber also. And I have written one book. And name of that book is Formula of Happiness, The Secret Within You. And it is a self-help book, which talks about, you know, how can one make their life a successful and a happy life, you know, because everybody is these days suffering from many, many things, you know, stress, depression, anxiety, and many other negative emotions everybody is feeling these days. So this book definitely going to help you that how one can manage their emotions, you know, because emotions are something which is made in ourselves. Emotions never comes from outside. Okay, we definitely face these words that somebody, you know, just annoyed me, or somebody just disturbed me, mm-hmm. or somebody just made me angry. We do use these words, but you know, fundamentally and scientifically, all these emotions made within us. Okay, so my book, Formula of Happiness, The Secret Within You, talks about everything that is, you know, related to you, related to a human being, how emotions are made and how your mind works. And it talks about like how to bring balance into everything, whether it is in your relationship or in your career, your finances, or your, you know, physical health, or your emotional or mental health. So this like book is absolutely about you. So this is what I like. I mean, this is something from too much from the book. So definitely if readers want to, you know, if listeners wants to know more about the book, then definitely they can, you know, go out on the Google or Amazon, wherever they can, and they can check about more.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful.
And this is all for now.
Okay. Now, what made you decide to write a book? Because I read excerpts from the book, and it sounds great. It's a wonderful book. What made
Thank you
decide? You're welcome. What made you decide to write a book?
I actually never ever think like that before, that I want to write or something like that, because I always wanted to, you know, come in front. I am very much something who loves theater, and that's why I do, you know, anchoring, because I love stages. I love to act, and I just love, you know, attention,
right.
Or you can say, you know. So I always wanted to be in the center of attention. So I was like, I'll become an actor or you know, an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
So, but later on, you know, with experiencing everything with the, you know, life experiences.
Right.
So I learned that writing is something that, you know, really allows you to write, you know, or everything that is in your heart. So mm-hmm. words gives, you know, writing gives you those words which comes from your heart, and it allows you to speak anything you want. So that what brings me into writing. I was like, I want to say many things, but, you know, I was not getting the opportunity to speak out and
right.
speak my heart out. But, you know, then suddenly, like, because I used to read a lot from my, you know, from my childhood, you can say.
Right.
I am a reader, and I used to read in my, you know, childhood as well.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to, you know, one of my father's friend's shop where he used to sell books. So
okay.
I used to go to his shop, and I used to read a lot, whether it is comics or, you know,
right.
whether it is the books, you know, kids' books. So I used to read there, and I used to spend a lot of time to his shop, and that what, you know, that what makes me a good reader. And then, you know, suddenly it was like, okay, because reading, I mean, writing is something that people can say anything they want.
Right.
They can speak anything that their heart says. So I was like, okay, I should also, you know, go into something like that, which allows me to speak out.
Okay.
And that's so, when I, you know, had a thought that, okay, let's do something into writing.
Mm.
And because I always wanted to speak about this thing, you know, mind and all the human behavior and the emotional thing, which actually everybody experiences these things, but they usually never get the words to, you know, how to say what they want to say.
Right.
So I was like, okay, so this book is not about that you guys don't know anything. It's like just a reminder. Okay, mm-hmm. You guys knows everything. I mean, unconscious mind, everything knows already. But I just written this book to give a, you know, a reminder message, because this allows me to speak my heart out. And that's when I just written everything in the book that, you know, comes from my researches, and that's what came from my, you know, study and everything. And
okay.
then I just put everything into, you know, I gave these special words, you know, to all, everything that is in heart.
Okay. So, well, what have you learned, you know, up until this point in your journey? What have you learned about yourself, as far as, you know, from writing this book, and what is your one superpower? The one thing.
Sorry?
That, I said, what have you learned from your journey to this point about yourself, and what is your one
okay.
Your one superpower? The one thing that separates Monica from everyone else.
All right. I mean, during, you know, all those years in my life,
mm-hmm.
till now, I learned this, like, you know, never mind what people are saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just follow what your heart says and do what makes you happy from inside, you know?
I love
what
that.
Makes your soul fulfilled and satisfied. Because people will say anything they want. Even you will, sometimes I also, because, you know, whenever I get these
That's not.
negative inputs from the people outside. I do used to get, you know, felt like, okay, this is maybe something I'm doing wrong, or this is something maybe not reached to the point where I, you know, I really want it to be. So it was a journey where I was from inside fighting from, you know, all these sounds from outside, you know, people sound, which were saying me that, no, Monica, you cannot do it.
Right.
But still, I followed my heart, and I, you know, I managed to make my own way, you know, to be here at this point where I am today.
I love it.
So I learned this, that power that is within you is really powerful. I mean, what people are saying, what others are saying, that doesn't make you, you know, a special or a unspecial person. You are already a special person from inside. All you have to feel it. All you have to know this. So this is what I learned from my journey, that yeah, my world, which is inside me, is more powerful than anything.
Okay. And what's the one thing that makes Monica different? I mean, you're an author. There's a lot of authors out there, but what's the one thing that separates you from everyone else?
What separates me?
Yes, ma'am.
From others.
Yes.
Okay, I will definitely not compare myself with anybody.
There you
and
go.
Very I will
good.
Not compare any. Anybody with myself. I am not myself with anybody. I mean, this is not about anybody or myself.
Very
it
good.
Is about like individual. Every individual is powerful, no matter what way they are using to do their things. Everybody is unique and special. That's what I feel, and that's, you know,
that is a
that's
perfect
what
answer.
Is my value. So
yes.
I'm unique, and I don't know what makes me unique. Maybe I do things that my heart says, and this is. I just listen to the, you know, words that comes from God, or you can say the powerful source, which is up above us. So this is what makes me. I just listen to the soul. I just listen to my heart and do things.
That is a great answer. Very, very great answer. Now, if say someone, our listeners were wanting to learn how to write, and you know, they weren't sure how to get started, what would be some of your best advice on
sorry Carlos, I cannot hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now I was asking if my listeners were wanting to get started writing or getting into that field, what would be your best advice on how they could do that?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, I want to really tell everybody, whoever is listening to this and whoever wants to go into writing, that I would suggest that don't compare yourself with anybody. Okay, no matter I mean how bad you are feeling from inside, or maybe how negative emotions is coming in you, that, you know, sometimes voice that comes in our head that says, okay, maybe this is difficult, I cannot do it, or it is not possible, maybe my ways are different, maybe I cannot do better, maybe people are doing good and other stuff. So never ever compare yourself with anybody. Do your own research, what you want to, you know, because everybody has a choice, you know. You know, a favorite subject. Everybody has some favorite subject. So,
right.
Just do what you like. I mean, write on anything. That could be writing. You can people can write about anything, right? It could be socialism. It could be environment. It could be relationship, parenting, or whatever. I mean, history. Whatever people want to write, just go out there and do some research on your topic and write from your own words. Use your own words, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because only giving words to things makes it special, okay? Right?
Wonderful.
Because we cannot recognize if red color has not been given the word red.
Very good.
So words gives the meaning to things. So if you can give words to things, then you can write about anything. So just research on the topic and write down about it in your own words, okay? And okay. Do not compare about yourself. Just write what you like. That's it. Write. And the more you write, the more you become perfect and experienced. And that's what, you know, it's the good suggestion I can give.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Now, what's next for Monica? What can my listeners expect to hear from you, or the folks over in India? What can they expect next from you, Monica?
I said,
what's next for Monica? What do you have next on your list of things to do?
What writes Monica?
No. I'm sorry. I said, what's next for you? What do you have lined up next?
Okay. All right. So, I'm planning next for the coaching. Okay. Because as of now, I was just into writing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to come into coaching field. I mean, I want to coach people. I want to teach mind, subconscious mind and unconscious mind, mm-hmm. and life lessons and human behavior and psychology and everything like this. I just want to teach it. So I'm just planning on it, and I'm making, courses and designing these courses for people. So this is what I have, planned for my next thing.
That's very interesting. I can't wait for that. Monica the coach. That is wonderful. Tell everyone where they can reach you, how they can get in touch with you. Go ahead and give out your all your social media.
Yes, I'm available on FB social media platform, on Facebook, Author Monica, and Instagram also, you can find me as Author Monica, and on Twitter, it's Being Monica, okay, and on YouTube, I'm there as a Monica Singh. So I'm in different platform, I'm everywhere, so just maybe Author Monica, Author Monica, and
okay.
Maybe you guys can find me
easily. Okay, that is wonderful, guys. Her book is also on Amazon, Amazon.com. You can go check her out. Again, that title is Formula of Happiness.
Yes.
From Monica Singh. And like she said, you can check her out as Author Monica on most of those social media platforms. Speaker, life coach, Monica, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much, Carlos. It was really, really, nice. And I'm really glad that I could, find time and we can actually do this interview today. I'm really glad. I'm really happy. It was yes. really wonderful.
Yes. And when you get your courses out and you start coaching, I want you back on the show, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Everybody, Monica Singh from New Delhi, India. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you. Thank you, Carlos.